5 people, including the local mayor, have been killed by Israeli airstrikes on the southern Lebanese city of Nabatea. The strikes came after Israel hit Beirut for the first time in 5 days. It says the target was a Hezbollah weapons store. The United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, says the conflict is taking an increasingly desperate toll on Lebanese civilians, with well over 1 million people displaced from their homes. The UN Special Coordinator for Lebanon says civilian suffering there is reaching unprecedented heights. Maeve Murphy is head of the UNHCR sub-office in Tripoli in northern Lebanon.
We now have over 1/4 of the country which has been placed under evacuation order, which means that we continue to see outflows from the south, from Bekaa, from the southern suburbs of Beirut into other areas where people are trying to find shelter in safer locations. But unfortunately, we've also seen some of these locations recently impacted. So this is where at the moment families are really traumatized because they cannot know where to go, which is safe.
You're in Tripoli, which is close to the border with Syria. You're probably far more used, are you, to people coming in the opposite direction?
Indeed, as UNHCR, we're here to support the estimated 1.5 million Syrian refugees who are being supported by Lebanon, which is basically the biggest capital and number of refugees in the world. So usually we have a situation where refugees have come here to escape the difficulties in Syria. We are now seeing some exodus. So approximately 340,000 both Syrian and Lebanese have left the country to actually escape the hostilities that are taking place in Lebanon at the moment.
And for people who arrive in northern Lebanon, people who have come from the south or from Beirut, what are conditions like?
Well, it's extremely difficult, as you can imagine, the estimation of 1.2 million people who are on the move. The government is working with all humanitarian agencies that are present on the ground. Schools are being used to host them. So what we have is we have over 190,000 people living in schools because they have no place else to go. The remainder of the 1.2 million are living with family members and friends. But of course, it's fluid because sometimes the situation in the family is not great, so they also have to come to the collective shelters. We as UNHCR luckily have had quite a number of mattresses and blankets and, you know, the urgent things that are needed to house people in shelters. So we have responded quite considerably to the over 1,000 shelters that are open at the moment. But of course, they also need to be rehabilitated to cater for families living in shelters. So we've had to look at wash conditions, we've had to look at showers, the provision of more water, food. All of this is what the humanitarian community is trying to provide in extremely challenging circumstances because, of course, in many of the areas where these shelters are, there is still ongoing airstrikes. So our staff and our partner staff are impacted by the hostilities.
As you were saying to us earlier in the week, there was an airstrike on a village in the north of the country. Do people in the north now have fears that their areas might get dragged into this?
Of course, everybody throughout the country is fearful because they don't know what is next. I mean, this morning, actually, the funerals are taking place of those 23 people who were killed in that recent airstrike, and most of those were women and children. So you can imagine the trauma of people who originally from the south, perhaps to the suburbs of Beirut, have now been further uprooted again to other locations. And of course, this includes refugees who fled Syria for the same reason. So we have an extremely traumatized population who are in need of humanitarian assistance. To compound everything, today we have a confirmed cholera case. So one cholera case actually means that cholera has now confirmed. So this will unfortunately add to the misfortune of both Lebanese and Syrian refugees who are displaced across the country.
Maeve Murphy of the UNHCR in Lebanon's second city, Tripoli. Joseph's